Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Marks and Reese, we are back. John Marks, I agree. Happy Tuesday. Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Shop the home team for the best engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We got an update on Bryce Harper, on Brycey. According to Rob Thompson, he isn't ready to face pitching yet because he hasn't regained as much flexibility in his thumb. Also, they're cutting back his throwing program because of some stiffness in the elbow. But he still believes he will return this season. Rob Thompson said, quote, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. So the elbow stuff didn't, with him not doing anything really because of the injury, the elbow stuff hasn't cleared up. Because he was throwing last week.
Yeah.
And they stopped
He's going to need surgery.
He's going to need something, yeah.
And I just don't see if he's had this much time off with the injury to the finger, the broken finger, as well as, you know, not playing right field for weeks, almost a month. How far does it go back that injury flared up and they had to put him as the DH and it still hasn't gotten any better? I don't see how any more time without some type of corrective surgery makes it any better. They going to go through the whole offseason just hoping that time heals it?
No. No, you're dead on.
Right?
You would at least seem like it'd be one thing to say elbow was doing better. We cut it back a little bit just to make sure. But mm-hmm. No, it was the elbow. He had soreness in it.
Right.
So it hasn't gotten any better. Right. I agree with you. So you hope he's able to get back next year. And then the other thing is you hope that this is a long surgery. Like when I was reading, I think for a position player, and you can still use the DH, it's not as long of a recovery as a pitcher.
Oh, no, for sure. And the fact we have the DH.
Yeah,
and he was batting 300 from the DH spot, so yeah, I'm like.
When was the last time he played the field, Jack? I was just trying to briefly. How many games did he play in the field this year?
Yeah, I mean, it happened. I mean, it had to be May.
Yeah.
Like mid-May.
And I'm telling you, not that he was playing terrible prior to that hitting-wise, but when he started playing just DH.
April 16th.
Really?
It was the last game he played.
Well, and it was annoying because I remember it happened like two games before. He was like shaking it out,
and then
they put him back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he was like, Tommy John, he's going to
You know what that was, though. That was him.
I know.
Yeah, that's him saying,
I'm good.
He's got a little Embiid in him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where Embiid just wants to play all the time, even though he's not the smartest.
He's been shut down almost 4 months. He's had the PRP injection. He's had rest and rehab. You know, they're trying to do everything they can with rehab not to have surgery, and they're still, after a couple days of throwing. Yeah, this is
what
like you said.
To me, they're trying to get him through this season, and the surgery comes when
Agreed.
The season's over with.
Agreed. Yeah.
So even if he's not ready at the beginning of spring training, probably by the time, like you just said, it's not like he's a pitcher. So he can – and we saw
– NDH.
He had a little discomfort, but it didn't bother him in the batter's box. So,
man,
you know, as long as he starts off – getting four at-bats, that's all. I mean, now we got Marsh out there. He can play right center, right left, and center.
Yeah, and Buehrling helps there too. The interesting thing is, and obviously I don't want to make the comparison because Bryce is a better player, but like Didi, after he got Tommy John, was like such a sapped hitter, like was not the same kind of offensive player.
Right.
So that's the one concern with it.
Oh.
But it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm. Well, you just put that in my head.
Well, Gee, thanks, Jack.
Bryce will be fine. I'm just saying, like,
he was never the same player.
It took Didi yeah. The bat didn't get there for a while with Didi.
Right. Well, it still hasn't gotten there.
Well, no, man. I mean, he was pretty good in 2020. You know, he's all
was?
Right. Yeah,
he yeah. Right. What he had?
What is 50 games?
Yeah, 60 game season. Yeah.
Yeah, before he got it, would have gotten injured and been out.
Yeah, correct.
For a lot of the season. All right, well, there you go. All right,
is that when he got the new deal?
So they signed him before the 2020 season. That was one
year.
Oh, it was
before
that. And
then
they gave him 2 years after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought it was a 2 year deal.
Would have been perfect to get him out of here after that 1 year.
Originally signed a 1 year, and then they signed him for two additional
years. So they signed him for 1 year in 2020.
Yes.
Right. And then he got the contract after that. Got you. Got it now. Got it.
All right. So I want to take a phone call here. John and Sickleville had something on Rob Thompson. John, go ahead, buddy. How are you?
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm not going to say I'm the greatest. By the way, Ike, I was looking for you on Sunday and I missed you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You're one of my favorite players up there with Dawkins and all that there, but you are one of my favorite
players. Does he make the top five of your favorite Eagles players of all time, John?
Oh, definitely.
All right, so you mentioned Dawkins. Who else would be there with Ike?
Don't let him bully you out of this, John.
No, I would like to know who Ike is up against. Like, you put Dawkins ahead of Ike? Come on, man.
Honestly, I'm going to give you the order. It was Dawkins. It was Brown. Of course, Reggie White. Okay. Then it was Ike. And then it had to be McNabb.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Ike, but, you know.
Hey, man, I don't finish in front of Donovan in too many things. Okay, I'll take that.
But anyway, this might be a stupid thing, or it might be even a smart thing. I don't know. What about Rob Thompson taking over for the job? I mean, he's doing a pretty good job, I think.
He's doing a great job. It's unbelievable what he's done so far.
I don't even understand why they're not saying, hey, listen, you got it.
John, I believe it or not, I have the answer for you. Howard Eskin actually asked Rob Thompson minutes ago this exact same question. Here's the answer.
It's not very hard because I really don't think about it. As far as I know, with next year, I'm just focused on day-to-day. But as far as next year is concerned, I think it's a Major League Baseball rule that you have to go through a formal process of interviewing other people, which I think is great. It's fair and includes everyone. I don't even think about it.
You don't think about your future and the job that you've waited all your life for?
No, because if I do that, I'm going to forget about something I need to do today. And I really believe that. Something my father always taught me. Take care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
That's my manager right there.
Yeah, I ain't buying that. But it's what he's supposed to say, though.
Yes. He says it very thoughtfully.
Yes.
So, and I did not know this, and it makes a lot of sense, that they can't just say you're the full-time manager, here's a three-year contract extension. Because I've heard this from a lot of fans, and rightfully so. He's done a great job. You're going to have to wait till the end of the season, then the interim tag gets removed, and they have to go through a formal process of hiring the new manager.
See, this is where I beg to differ, not just with baseball, but even with the NFL. See, and that's where the NFL got yoke on their face with Brian Flores last year, you know, because you make the Giants have to go through this Rooney rule, and it's a sham, and they already have interviewed somebody that they're very impressed with, that they don't want somebody else to hire because they're impressed with him, but they have to interview other minority candidates so that they feel the Rooney rule. And then Brian Flores feels like that was a sham because Bill Belichick is congratulating the wrong Brian on getting the job. So you mean to tell me Rob Thompson's record from the time he took over to right now, and if he gets this team in the playoffs, he shouldn't be the damn manager? We got to go through an interview process?
A silly
when
interview
everybody
process.
Here wants him to be the manager?
Right.
So we're going to fly in minorities just to go through an interview process knowing they're not going to get hired?
Yep.
That's why I don't like that rule.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like I understand they have good intentions with it, but you can't force somebody to hire somebody. You just can't. I understand you want people to go through an interview process. I get all of that. And I wish hiring practices were better for minorities. I swear I do. That's not what I'm trying to minimize here. But this is just as embarrassing and even more insulting to a manager that's a minority that comes in here who feels like they're qualified and know that they have no chance to get the job. And why should they if Rob Thompson gets this team in the playoffs? Hell, we don't want you hiring somebody else. The ball club, the players aren't going to want you to hire somebody else. So it's like,
So the one thing, the one thing where I think it can be good is that, because ultimately you're correct, going into a process already knowing who the guy's going to be that you're going to hire, so you're bringing these people in for what maybe some people would think was a charade, and Brian
Flores, obviously.
But what you can do is you can impress. You can prep for the next time the job comes up, or for when somebody's working for another organization, you can come in and be a part of the process. I think Mike Tomlin, how this all started was he came in, he wasn't strongly being considered for the job, but they were like,
he's really impressive.
Yeah. But Rob Thompson's going to be, unless they fall apart here in the last month, that's not going to happen. Rob Thompson's your manager, and he deserves it. This team's played unbelievably well.
And if this was at the end of the year, and let's say it was a, like this was Joe Girardi, and the team was floundering, and they kept him here, okay, then, yeah, we're going to go through the process of interviewing minorities. I'm just saying in this case where he's been here for, what, two-thirds of the year, and they were, what, 9 games below 500 or something like that when he took over to what they wind up
it's
being.
It's a 19-game turnaround, I believe.
It's unbelievable. And again, we all want him to be the manager.
He's 38-19 since he took over. 38-19, and there were national writers and pundits that were saying, oh, you think Joe Girardi firing him is going to do something for this bullpen or for this team? Yeah, it actually did.
Well, the schedule helped, too.
It did.
I don't know which players got better that were bad Joe Girardi.
I'll say the bullpen.
Well, Familia's still gone.
No, I know, but like he's done a better job. Those guys are more comfortable. Those guys are more set up in their roles. I mean, the team just seems better managed. To your point, it's baseball. The guys still gotta produce.
Yeah.
And like they are playing poor competition, but there's a different life to this team than there was before.
I think that's obvious at 20 games over 500. I'm just more or less talking about the charade of interviewing guys that you know
he's gonna get.
You're probably not gonna hire.
Yep. Phils and Marlins start a 4-game series tonight there, Ike. And I was looking at the probables. You got to go through Alcantara tomorrow, but it's Zach Wheeler on the mound tonight, Jack. I actually just moved off the Zach Wheeler tonight, and then you have Noah Syndergaard against Alcantara tomorrow night. Yeah, it kind of feels. Well, that's actually, is that a day game? No, that tomorrow's a night
Thursday
game. Thursday's
day game.
All right. So,
win 2 out of 3. I mean, they're not going to sweep every series. They're on what, a 5-game winning streak? Yeah, win 2 out of 3.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty simple.
Win the series. You've already, they've went on a nice run here to where you're a little bit over 500. So you just got to kind of keep pace, win some games, beat the bad teams that are ahead of you. Phils right now are the second wild card as the Padres have lost 5 in a row. Phillies have won 5 straight.
The Padres have gone 23 innings without scoring a run. After trading for Juan Soto and all of that.
Yeah, that's going to turn around.
It's going to turn. It's just, you know, it's baseball.
It's
baseball. Damn right, Jim.
Yeah, we still got the whole month of August and September to get through. Let's hope we don't collapse before we start doing a little peacocking around here already.
Yeah, because then they'll get swept.
let's just keep our own eyes on our own prize here.
Let's go to back to the phones. Wade in Chester. It's not that Wade in Chester. It's the Wade in Chester. What's up, Wade? How are you?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Wade, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Wade?
What's up, man? Nice day out. Hey, listen, Jack, I hope you took that advice I gave you off air. But, yo, man.
you can't say it off air and then mention it on the air. We need to know what the advice
gotta
was.
No, stay off air.
Yeah, that's stay off air.
Gotta cool. stay off
Robin.
Air.
We liking that. with the fantasy league, right?
Yeah.
Man, Chuck, man. I love everybody call because it's entertaining and it gets me through my day. So, like, when Chuck – hold on, son. When Chuck, he don't even say fantasy football, right? He said football fantasy. He said it on the phone. And he didn't get a win. He don't know how to play. They older. I don't think OG Wade going to know how to play either because he older. But
he's going to get crushed if he's in the fantasy league.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't even know I set his lineup and stuff. And I was rooting for Chuck, man. I wanted him to get a win. Like, you my guy, Chuck. I don't think I'm coming over here trying to just – Yeah, but listen.
But he was terrible, though. I mean, let's call it what we how
yeah,
we see
he was
it.
Bad.
He was terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know how to, but what y'all like, I noticed from – and then Mad Mike and Andy, you talk so much trash and lost to Mad Mike. You literally lose to everybody. And I like Andy Cole, like, but, dog, you like a loser. Because, like, everything is a loser. Like, you like a
– Wow.
You're not, like, organic. It's like you forcing it. Like, you calling every all day through all these different radios. And, like, I used to enjoy you calling, cuz, but, like, you be on some other stuff now, man. Like, you ain't – It ain't Andy from Defer. You Andy the Fro, I guess. Like,
Wow.
Okay. Not authentic, you're saying, Wade.
Yeah, like, he trying to force it. Like, come on, cuz. Just call up and be you. Like, stop trying to be all into everything.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm taking notes here, Wade.
I think you should let OG Wade in, though, because everybody was in already. Andy, Mike.
So you Justin say OG Wade.
Was in, and y'all ain't want him. He was winning because Jack set the lineup. Y'all don't want people that know how to play in because y'all want to win. So all the fans on the phone, they don't want the good people. They want the phony people in their league. So I think you need Wade, and
thank you, Wade from Chester. I think the
you trying to say we're rigging the league so we can win.
Well, it's easier when you have more Chucks in the league than Ikes, right?
Or Mad Mike's.
Yeah. Mad Mike was very good.
Yeah.
But I think the trick to the league is having a good balance of new people, because we should have some new people in there, but also giving the people what they want or don't want, which is our notable callers. I can't see a Marks and Reese fantasy league with OG Wade not in it. But he's also got to earn it.
Especially his performance in the last year.
He's a star.
I can see it. I'm just saying. See, here's the thing. This is where we got in trouble at last year, because, you know, with the league, it is part of the show, and the content is important, and how you sort of contribute to that content is also important. So we want people that's in the league that's going to call up and talk a little trash, give updates about the league. I understand the importance of that, but I also want people in the league to know what the hell they're doing. That's going to set their lineup every week. It's going to make transactions. It's going to actually try to beat the team they're facing that
week.
We
want a competitive team.
Yes. That's the whole point of doing the league. Or what's the point? I mean, we can just take phone calls. I mean, we can do that. If I'm going to waste my time doing a draft and on a Friday night and all that, you're damn right. I want people in there who are serious about playing.
Yep.
Waste my time with this.
No.
If that's the case, you guys can do a caller league and we can get everybody in. We need a AAA league.
I almost feel like Chuck.
I said that for OG Wade because he's not a fantasy football player. So how can you not be a fantasy football player and then come in and expect to be competitive in the league?
He would have to totally buy in to everything.
I think, and this is where we ran into the problem with Chuck last year. He wanted to be in the league because he's on the show and we wanted him in, but, you know, he was basically giving away wins every week. It was like, yeah, can I play Chuck this week?
No, everybody was worried they were going to be the one to lose to Chuck.
Yeah. Then that became the thing. Then
he was beat me.
Yeah, we didn't want to lose to Chuck because we wanted him to finish the whole year without a win. I just want to throw that out there to our listeners. I want them to, and if you're calling up to be in it, as we go through this process, we want you to take it seriously.
That's for the entire season,
yes.
Each week.
Yes.
You have to be live at the draft,
yes.
Which we're doing the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, or yes. Labor Day weekend, excuse me.
Same thing. Yeah. Well, it's not same thing.
You knew what I meant. You knew what I
irritated somebody.
Right.
I do think Wade would step up, though.
All right. I'm going to hold you all to it, because you said Chuck would step up, too.
Yeah, I mean, I could use another easy win on the schedule. Wade would be an easy win. He would overvalue players.
What round would he draft Hurts? I mean, that's the...
Oh, that's going first round.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Because he's rushing in.
Is he committed to the bit? The answer is yes.
Yes. No doubt he'll have 6 Eagles on his team.
I know. Right. I do hate bits when it comes to fantasy football. Like, I don't want bits being involved
Jillio.
I
don't want Jillio drafting Nick Foles.
Yeah, yeah. It was a joke. He completely ruined the WIP fantasy league with his little shtick.
And he did. All right, what can you do?
Does that mean I can't draft Wentz?
Oh, no, you're required to.
They want me to draft him.
He'll
yes.
be on the board. I wouldn't take
Very
him too
available.
Early. Yeah.
Last year, I had the league like, all right, you taking Wentz yet? Yeah, you taking him yet? You taking him yet? I'm like, no. Then I took him.
Then you took him.
Was it a free agent? I picked him up, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, Kyler Murray was my quarterback last year.
Right. Yeah.
Very good for 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was injured.
You late.
Yeah, exactly.
He burned you
yes.
Late.
Yep. Yes. Hurt me late.
I will not be pursuing him unless it's the better value. So people have asked why we didn't include Yoshi in the notable caller list.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, why didn't we?
Fair
question. He was in the league last year, though.
He was good in the league, too.
Yeah, he was.
Even though he did his whole draft in a tank top. Pecs and traps and biceps everywhere.
And he's easily on my top 5 caller list.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised Yoshi wasn't one of the four. Who was the four?
Well, I think because kind of the notable idiots.
Oh, we did Andy?
We
did Andy, notable
right?
idiots.
Yeah, Yoshi's fun. He's not. He's on the list because
OG,
he's funny.
We did Andy, OG, Chuck, and who? Oh, Mad Mike.
Mad Mike, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned Inge, too, but Inge doesn't call anymore. He's another idiot that we would put on the list, right? Justin in Tennessee should almost be in a category against Yoshi, where you have the caller that everybody likes gets in.
The likable callers.
Right, right. A couple of them.
Who else goes in that category?
I think Sam and King of Prussia goes in this in the category.
I think he does.
Jack, would you agree? We'll find out.
He's still growing on people. I don't know if people know Sam by name yet. You know, like they know Justin.
Yes.
They know the other, they know Yoshi.
Sam's emerging.
Yeah, and he's probably, I would say he's definitely the most notable caller from King of Prussia. Get definitely the number one seed there.
Agreed. All right, one more thing, and then we're going to have to tell you what we're doing for the top five at five today. Angry Al has been sending messages after we said on Friday, sending messages to me and to Jack, saying that I deserve it. You know, he's giving us the why he deserves the lead.
Again.
Yeah, Hall of Famer, yada, yada, yada.
The last time we talked to him was last Fantasy Football League, I think. Right?
I believe so.
Yeah, come on, Al.
We need a new Cowboys fan. Like, there's no doubt about it. We need a fresh new Cowboys fan, not an old wannabe Eagles fan.
And I love Angry Al. Angry Al's awesome. I love him. But you can't. We can't not hear from you for a year.
Eagles fan.
Yeah, you got to check in occasionally.
Yeah, so what does he think? Is, what is it, Emeritus? Is it Emeritus?
Yeah, yeah, you don't. No, you do not hold that title. No. Nope, you know, you don't have residency here. You got to call in on a semi-regular basis. No one knows who Angry Al is unless they're a long-time Marks and Reese. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you have it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, man.
Top 5 at 5. Jack, yesterday you certainly made some headlines with your top 5 at 5.
Just another day.
Who are you going to insult today?
Most of our callers.
So I also say this. How does the camera not make your list?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that was fair.
I thought the camera was going to be high on the list.
Because Ike and I were out the week that you two were having your big battle, you know, about athleticism.
Where I went on the show and I was like, all right, dude, let's box. I'm like, let's go. And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, go ahead.
No, yeah. I just like, it slipped my mind because we weren't here. So Donovan Chesbat.
Well, he's not an enemy of you.
Well, I know. He should have been on the list over Angela.
Well. Coming up, top 5 of 5 with Jack. Jack apparently might be going after callers today.
Wow.
Get you set for the Phillies game coming up tonight. After that, more of your phone calls on the Eagles, et cetera, et cetera. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about, listen, if you're in pain, all right, joint pain, back pain, knee pain, you're out there and you're swinging the golf club and you're like, man, the elbow's really hurting you. I got something for you, and it's the team at QC Kinetics. They're helping people every day right here. Giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue with no drugs, no steroids, no surgery. The old remedies, well, you know what they are, painkillers, surgery, cortisone shots, etc. The new medicine is what you should be looking for with QC Kinetics. If you've been kind of paying attention to athlete injuries over the last however many years, this is the thing that they're doing. The same thing that QC Kinetics can do for you to get pain-free is what world-class athletes are getting done to them. The same thing, right? So that's the way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime, no surgery, no steroid shots. Call them today for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.